We'll talk about Thanksgiving Day, the Lions, 0-10-1. Dan Campbell, his staff, completely lost. Afterwards, the usual, hey, we got to fix it. Some of the fan base, oh, we need to give these guys time. They're 0-10-1. It's Patricia-esque in terms of in-game management. I understand the team is playing hard. That is the one thing that keeps Dan Campbell from being vilified by everybody, but it's ridiculous. The common coaching mistakes and the lack of creativity we are seeing, and why Dan Campbell is calling the offensive plays is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen from a Lions head coach. And man, that's a long list to stand in front of. Jeff Risden from the LionsWire.com, part of the USA Today Network, and also co-host on the Detroit Lions podcast that you can listen to and see on YouTube. He is standing by on the Meyer guest line, and I know it's a little belated, but man, you know, that Thanksgiving Day game, I get effort, but the coaching is just pathetic, Jeff. It is.
Yeah, it's not going well for him, and thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it. It was not what we wanted to see. That was a winnable game, and they lost, among other reasons, because the coaching staff couldn't get out of its own way, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And, then the defense at the end as well. But more of the point of criticism goes to Dan Campbell for his offensive play calling, the selections that they make. There's just a lot of very non-specific things. And one of the things that he's got to do is he's got to understand that there are very, very finite specifics that are involved in executing an offense. He hinted at it in his press conference yesterday. When he was asked pointedly, what are you going to do to fix the offense? And they wanted specifics, and he sort of gave one. He talked about, you know, getting the receivers to run the routes when and where they need to be there. Different receivers are running the routes differently, and that's a problem. When you have a quarterback like Jared Goff, who's not necessarily the most decisive guy in the world, and doesn't have the strongest arm in the world, that's a real problem. TJ Hockenson talked about it, too. So I think that they're focusing on the right things. But they got to show it in a game at some point because, man, it's, like you said, it's not that pretty.
You know, Jeff, 11 games in, I don't need a head coach talking about how routes need to be ran. I'm telling you, they've been there since, what, January last year? I don't need this coach speak. I need something that says we're going to get the offense going. And let me explain this. And this talk of this total transformation and rebuilding is flat out garbage. All right. The defense was rock bottom last year. And the defense, ironically, has given this team a chance to do what I thought they could do if they just had a serviceable quarterback in Goff and an offense. They could be 5-6 or 6-5 right now. That's how well the defense has played and given them the chance. Instead, we were going to step back with no Stafford. I understand that. But Dan Campbell taking control of the offense, a former tight ends coach, never been a coordinator. He should have learned after one game, man, I can't do this. All right, Anthony, this is the game plan I want, but you have to call it. Or you fire Anthony Lynn and you make someone else your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see this offseason. They're not of the type of people that are going to get rid of Lynn in the middle of the season. They're just not the way that they're going to do it. Or to use Dan Campbell's words, they're not cut from that cloth. That's not something that they want to be have a reputation for doing. This was a trial basis. They had never worked together before. It's pretty clear that Dan Campbell and Anthony Lynn do see things differently, and that you're going to see that's one of the reasons why Campbell took over the play calling. He wasn't happy with Lynn, didn't necessarily want to, you know, lay out a guy in midseason for not doing a good job. But don't expect Anthony Lynn back. Do expect an offensive coordinator, and do expect somebody who's got more of an air raid, not air raid is not the right word, but like the Eric Coryell background. Someone like Darrell Bevell would be better.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, really. So we're gonna go back to now it's gonna be an offensive coordinator and it's gonna be changing out the coordinators. No, when head coaches do that, it's just a matter of time before the head coach is gone. Now, granted, at the college level, Harbaugh hit the jackpot with his coaching changes. But, you know, to me, Harbaugh gave you a few years to buy some time. Dan Campbell is inexperienced as a head coach. He is flat out as lost on the sidelines. The visual It's comparable to Patricia, and I get the guys like him. I get they play hard. But, man, you cannot make mistakes like back-to-back timeouts. The game mismanagement, the clock mismanagement, the lack of creativity, the lack of play calling, the lack of doing anything different. It is brutal football, and their record indicates it at 0-10-1, and don't give me moral victories on how well they've played.
Oh, they're definitely done with moral victories. They wanted no part of that after the game. That was something that they made clear. And the players have made that clear in conversations as well. They are very tired of losing. They are frustrated. To go the other way, the selling points on Dan Campbell right now, he hasn't lost the team yet, which is somewhat remarkable considering their record and the fact that he's not helping them win games. The player development aspect of the team has been very impressive, and that's something that they're getting praised for around the league. Getting guys like Jerry Jacobs, guys like Josh Jackson, or Jonah Jackson, rather, the left guard, has really taken a big step forward in his second season. So the player development aspect of it, they're doing a lot of the right things. It's the specific Sundays, or in last week's case, Thursday, where the problem is. They don't translate what they do well during the week to the field. Now, that's something that Dan Campbell can get better at. It's something that, again, I think a better offensive coordinator, one that understands what he's got, because I don't think Anthony Lynn really understood what he was getting in the receiving core, however bleak it might be. But you saw glimpses. Josh Reynolds showed up on Thursday. That was nice to see, having a little bit of chemistry. He put some confidence in Jared Goff, which was kind of nice to see. But they got to do that a lot better and a lot more often. So I do expect offensive changes. But again, this time in the year, it's a little late in the year to do anything really now. You saw the New York Giants fired Jason Garrett as their offensive coordinator. Their head coach, Joe Judge, a Matt Patricia wannabe, basically, took over. And they got a nice win out of it. Don't expect that to last. That's going to be one of the situations like last year. By the way, last year, Week 13 was the last time that the Lions won a game. That was the Daryl Bevel. We just fired Matt Patricia, and we're so elated that we're going to go out and play our hearts out and win a game for our assistant coach that we actually like. That was the last game they won. That was sort of what the Giants did. The Lions aren't going to get that kind of bounce. They're not making changes in the season. You're going to expect to see a lot of changes after the season, though. Not necessarily I do think Anthony Lynn's gone, and I could see Mark Brunell as the offensive quarterbacks coach possibly moving on as well. I'm not sure that he's been the greatest fit either, but you're going to see more schematic, more dynamic offense coming in, whether it's promoting somebody who's got better ideas than what Anthony Lynn has, or finding them from the outside. There will be guys out there. No, Jason Garrett certainly is not one of them, at least I hope not. But, they have potential to get this turned around really quickly. This is coming off season. And where I will defend Dan Campbell is, again, the player development, the fact that the players are still fighting for him, even though it's lost, that is something they can work with. But, again, the game situation, game management, that has got to get better, because if it doesn't, he absolutely won't be around after next year, because it's been a disaster the way he's called games.
Well, the defense has played better. And Jackson has progressed, and their offensive line was never an issue. Swift was never an issue. Williams going into the season was never an issue. We saw Swift last year and what he could do. Going into this season with the wide receivers, missing on talent like Perryman and what they've done with that receivers core, what Goff can't do, and just how bad he's been as a play caller is an embarrassment on the sidelines. And anybody thinking 0-16-1 that anybody's going to buy anything during the off season, you're crazy. It's not going to happen. I'm telling you right now, you're 0-16-1. What an off season where you become a 4-win team, and then we're going to celebrate that they won 4 games, and then it's going to be the third year. I've seen this story. Matt Campbell will never be a successful head coach. That's my opinion. You have yours. We love you, Jeff. TheLionsWire.com, USA Today, the Detroit Lions podcast. Jeff is a co-host. I'm just tired of it because I know how this story goes. And I'm telling you from, into my 30th year of doing this, I can see that Dan Campbell might be a rah-rah coordinator on defense, but he is not a head coach on the sidelines. And we'll see if he picks the right coordinator and gives him the keys, and he gives him the keys to the defense, then maybe they'll surprise us. But I don't see it happening soon. I got to get to a timeout, Jeffrey. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.